Hello, everyone, and welcome to the third qualifier, well overdue contest recording. But I'm on my other netbook, so I might as well do it. Scrolling on down through the Word file for notes I wrote some obnoxious long-ass time ago. This is a really long piece, isn't it? Ha! Utara, are you ready for this one? All I wrote was gripping, captivating, brilliant, a gem of joy thrown upon this world. Moving on to Frosted, back in the day. I liked this poem. It just had a nice bounce to it that left me feeling quite content. I think, however, there really wasn't much depth to the work here. It's just kind of there, which is fine, but there's just not enough to work with. You need to dig deep, take it to the next level, and be sure to carry that awesome grit as we proceed on through the rounds and into the playoffs. VOC. This one was interesting, but I just think it lacked your usual flair. By paragraph 2, I was questioning whether or not I'd been lulled into taking an early exit slip. You kept me hanging on by a thread, but that's not really the zone you actually want to be occupying. I think you could have done a lot with this piece to make it a bit more engaging. Pack the punch in the short stack, so to speak. More world scrolling. That works for me. Whatever. Yumi, I think this one could have just been a lot better. Your reflection upon the mental state was pretty damn awesome. I'm just not a fan of fragments, though. But perhaps you could argue that they're fitting because of the task and the moment. Still, I can't help but think that things would have just been a bit cleaner and more engaging up front. I might also just be penalizing on comparison because I think Utara did a really superb job on capturing my attention. But I think I really like the direction that you're taking here. Now I really just want to see more. But unfortunately, I haven't, because you up and disappeared, which makes me sad, Panda. I don't know why, but you did. Come back to us. Come back. That being said, get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies.